Money is actually a flowing spiritual energy. Think of everything you can touch as just energy, moving at different speeds. Money is the same. The bills and the coins we use are like the solid parts of this energy. They help control how it moves, but they're not the energy itself. Welcome to Luxury Unplugged. Today we are diving into a fascinating concept. Money is actually a spiritual flowing energy. Do you agree? This idea goes beyond the traditional view of money as mere currency and invites you to explore its deeper spiritual essence. By understanding money in this way, we can unlock new perspectives on wealth, abundance, prosperity, and a life. Join us as we explore how this concept can transform our relationship with money and empower us on our financial journey. In this episode of Luxury Unplugged, we are talking about the cusp of materialism and spirituality. That is, having money and being spiritual at the same time. Here's something about money energy, but with a twist. We are diving into the idea that money isn't just about dollars and cents. It's got a spiritual side too. So let's get started. So money is actually a flowing spiritual energy. Think of everything you can touch as just energy moving at different speeds. Money is the same. The bills, the coins that we use are like the solid parts of this energy. They help control how it moves, but they're not the energy itself. Like how love can be shown in many ways, money comes in different forms too. It could be checks, stocks, investments, properties, discounts, scholarships, and much, much more. Don't think of money as just the physical bills and coins. See it as an energy that flows through your life. I repeat, it flows through your life. Even when you use online banking or digital money, you are still using this energy. It is like a never-ending cycle. Okay, so if this point has gone through, then now open your mind to understanding that money is more than just what you can hold. It is a kind of energy that's always around us. Think about it like this. You know how sometimes you get a good feeling when you give someone a gift? Well, that's kind of what we're talking about with money. It's not just about buying stuff just because somebody else has it. It's about the energy behind it. That's because there's more to it than just the physical item that you're giving. There is a positive energy behind the gesture. If you're giving a gift to a loved one, maybe there's a lot of thoughtfulness behind it, there's a lot of generosity and a lot of care and love that you're putting into choosing and giving that gift. Now think about receiving money. It's not just about the physical bills or numbers in your bank account. There is a spiritual side to money. When you use money with positive intentions, like perhaps helping others or supporting causes you believe in, it creates a positive energy flow that you're doing with excitement. And therefore, it leads to more positivity in your life. Better money flow. Think about receiving money with positive energy and feelings of abundance. When you attract money with a sense of joy, gratitude, and openness, it creates a powerful flow of positive energy. This energy aligns with the universe's abundance and allows more opportunities for prosperity to come to your way. When you receive money with positivity and lots of enthusiasm, you're not just receiving any currency. You're inviting abundance into your life. You're inviting the abundance of life's blessings and possibilities into your life. So instead of just seeing money denoting being rich or not being rich, think of it as a tool, a way to share positive energy within the world. When you spend money, spend it with happiness. When you receive money, receive it with double, triple, million times more happiness. Whether it's through giving to charity, investing in opportunities that benefits others and yourself, simply being mindful of how you use your money, you're contributing to a positive energy exchange that goes beyond dollars and cents. Now put yourself in your workplace. Imagine you're at work. And instead of having Monday blues and Friday highs, think of feeling blessed that you're working in this awesome workplace. At this awesome company, making good money, and you're giving value in your role. If you are a startup founder or a business owner, launching new products and services, then think of the awesome role you are playing as the founder of this company. Just don't imagine. Know that you have been the chosen one to play this awesome role. And through your business, through your work, you are uplifting lives. So many lives. And since you are that awesome person, you are being paid abundantly for your contribution. Because you're playing such an important role, your products have so much value, your tribes, your clients, your customers are finding you ever so easily and so comfortably. And they're approaching you, inquiring about your products, your services. They want to know more from you. And you're telling them more and more with enthusiasm and excitement. And you notice that they were halfway convinced before they came to you, and now they're convinced fully after having spoken to you or having listened to you. So now you are getting more orders and more orders and more and more and more and more orders. Your customers are increasing by leaps and bounds. You're having so much fun in the process. Now think about your money energy. When you imagine the scene, how high were you feeling? What was your money vibe like? You see, when you are focusing on giving value to others instead of just working for money, it brings so much joy and excitement. And when you know that you're loaded up with skills that can help others in a meaningful way, it makes a big difference. When your work comes from a place of purpose and passion, it raises your energy levels to match the positive vibes of abundance. This shift attracts more financial success quickly. Now tell me another thing. When you just heard me say this, that when you've been working hard with passion and purpose for a long time, but when I talked about it, you did not hear the entire sentence. You got into the past. Where you have been, what you've gone through, why has your financial success not shown up yet? When will it show up? You might wonder why abundance hasn't shown up in your life. Why are you not living a life of abundance yet? Is what you're thinking. And whatever I talked about the purpose and the passion and the high vibes, everything just went out the window. Because you shut off at that very moment. You see, the reasons could be many behind the success not showing up yet. Perhaps you have just put in the seed. When you put in the seed, you have to have patience for the plant to come out. And that gestation period is different for every plant. Some take 5 years, even. And some are very quick to germinate and to become a new plant. But every seed can see the day light, provided it is given the right soil, it is given the right circumstances, it is given the right mindset. And that could be the reason for you as well. You're doing all the hard work, you're doing everything, but maybe the mindset is not right, or your circumstances, what surrounds you is not right. Only you can tell that if you're putting in the effort and the energy, what is that mindset which you can feel that you have, that which is different from those of billionaires or millionaires or someone rich you admire. Now at this stage, you might argue that they are looking joyful, excited, happy because they are already rich. But let me remind you, my friend, they were not always rich to begin with. Some of them, in fact, most of them have had humble beginnings. So how does a person who has been living in slums raises to the level of billionaires? And there are so many stories like that that I'm going to talk about in this podcast in the upcoming episodes. But right now, I'm asking you, that what would it take for you to come out of your limitations? They are rich because of this, this, and this reason. And I am not there yet because of this, 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 and this reason. Whatever reason you may give, the basics, the crux of the matter is mindset, your belief system. You might be having some underlying beliefs that are limiting that flow of abundance that you desire. It is essential to align that mindset and energy with the vibration of abundance. By addressing any limiting beliefs or blocks and cultivating a mindset of abundance, you can create the space for wealth to flow into your life more effortlessly. And we are going to do just that in the upcoming episodes. All of this and much, much more. Tell me, did you like this video? If so, then like, share and subscribe to Luxury Unplugged Podcast. And tune into the next episode where we're going to talk about how your mindset influences your money, spiritual energy. And then in another episode, I'm going to talk about how people influence your money energy. Signing off, this is Neeti Keswani for Luxury Unplugged Podcast. Stay tuned.